Bells, Bells. We should have saved that song for 5 o'clock this afternoon. It is wall-to-wall party music, all short, normal-sized, weekend-long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect party song.
Sure.
I love that song.
Sure.
But yeah, starting at 5, you know, school's out and summer theoretically is here. Look, the beautiful weather is back.
It is back. Yeah, your lovely weather is
woo-hoo!
Back.
So it's Friday. Woo!
Yep.
Party music all
happy,
weekend.
Yeah.
Woo! And cloudy.
Cloudy? All right.
Bloody hell, I'm
listen,
happy.
We got a day yesterday of sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
There you go.
I
look
do
good.
Know very soon that there's going to be a time when it's so hot. We're all going to wish for this.
Yep.
So I'll take it now as long as there's some breaks in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Nope.
Good luck charms we're going to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour.
Things you carry around with you that you're sure are talisman to bring
sure,
good luck.
Yeah. Sure. Things that you've heard, you know, like when you're supposed to make a wish.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Oh, and Richard Blade says if you say, what is it, ocelot, or rabbit, the first thing you
it's
wake
rabbit.
Up on the first
yeah,
month.
My former day
of the
partner
month.
Bean, yeah.
Oh, he did that too?
Yeah.
What the hell is
says
that?
Says rabbit 3 times. I don't know.
That supposedly brings you good luck all week. By the way, we're going to talk to Richard Blade. It's Richard Blade Day in Los Angeles.
All right.
Every radio station is forced to obey.
He's allowed to just go
yeah,
on
he's
whenever
everywhere.
He wants.
All right. Yeah. He's taking over.
One American dollar and alligators are magic.
Usually they're trying to bite your butt
they're
in the toilet.
They're magic.
Really?
Yep.
Well, good news.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. There are animals that we love and animals that we don't.
Yep.
The animals that we don't want having virgin births, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the ones we do, like you would like your dog to have a virgin birth, is
sure.
what you're saying? Okay.
Sure.
All right. We could worship your dog.
Crocodile?
Crocodile, no. We don't want crocodiles to give birth at all.
Crocodiles are giving birth who've been by themselves for over a decade.
You know, we just had this yesterday, talking about the monkey that was by herself and suddenly got pregnant.
Yep.
But it turned out to be,
it was a monkey around the other fence.
He found a tiny little hole. Was able to come say hi to her.
Listen to this.
A female crocodile in Central America was discovered to have given virgin birth, laying several fertilized eggs despite not coming into contact with a male crocodile for 16 years.
That's a long
16
time.
16 years?
Haven't gotten any for 16 years.
Right?
I know that feeling.
Scientists' findings from the birth, which occurred in 2018, were recently published in the journal Biology Letter.
What's with the stupid music?
I don't
Why
know.
Why did everybody
I
have to
it.
Put stupid music under everything?
And I hate it.
Yep.
The 18-year-old crocodile, which was living in a Costa Rican zoo, laid 14 eggs. 7 of the eggs appeared to be fertilized and were artificially incubated afterwards. None of the eggs hatched, but one had a fully formed stillborn baby crocodile inside. Researchers studied the genetic makeup of the stillborn crocodile and found it was 99.9% identical to its mother's. Asexual reproduction isn't uncommon among plants, insects, birds, fish, and other reptiles, but this is the first time it's happened with a crocodile.
Great. So now they can just crank them out by themselves.
We don't need crocodiles cranking themselves out.
Nope.
So to speak.
I mean, at least I'm glad that someone didn't sneak into the
sure.
crocodile enclosure.
Sure.
Scientists think that this type of reproduction can happen when animals are in stressful situations or unable to find a mate. Some believe that it might be more likely to occur in species who face extinction as well. Since dinosaurs are crocodiles' evolutionary ancestors, scientists believe these findings could be a sign that they too might have been able to reproduce asexually. Maybe the premise of Jurassic Park wasn't as wild as we originally thought.
That's a real thing!
That's crazy. That's really weird.
That's a weird,
it's
weird thing.
Weird that, like, you know, any of them can ever do it. But now when one usually doesn't do it at all, it's like, hey, I can do it, too.
I'm doing it by myself. Check this out.
Alligator.
Exactly the sort of stuff you're going to hear starting at 5 and all weekend long. It's a party songs weekend, man.
Because school's out?
Yeah!
Just and fantastic.
Any excuse to party, really, is basically what it boils down to.
Would you like a dollar?
Oh, please.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Ha, ha. I would.
We were just talking about crocodiles that can reproduce without having a male.
You know, this is what the world needs. Crocodiles that don't need to actually pair up normally. They can just start cranking them out whenever they want.
Themselves,
that's
yeah. That's not great.
Nope.
So I don't know the difference between crocodiles and alligators. I'm sure there is a difference, but to me, they both look the same.
Yeah.
But I have the list of the 10 most alligator-infested states.
Wah, yuck.
Uah. In the United States, the 10 most alligator-infested states.
Perfectly worded.
Now, here's a one-time deal.
Okay.
If you get number one first, if you guess number one,
yeah,
you win the dollar.
I win the dollar straight
as
out.
As long as it's number one.
Oh, I like that. We need to do that all the time from now on. I love that idea. That's a great idea. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. So the other day we did One American Dollar with the states where it's not legal yet for recreational weed.
Right, and I blew that one.
And in my mind, these are the same kind of states. They have alligators. They don't have weed. So I'm hoping, I'm pulling from my brain.
All right.
Trying to go for number
one. Your first guess.
To get that dollar.
If it's number one, you win.
Damn. I'm going to say Florida.
Florida.
Fingers crossed.
Is correct, but not number one. That's why I was asking, because I knew you'd guess Florida, because anyone would guess Florida.
Exactly. It seems like
of course it is.
It's got this huge penis sticking out into the ocean. There's plenty of room for
alligators. Every story about alligators comes out of Florida.
Yeah,
of course, but that's number two.
You know, we actually got to visit Cape Canaveral, and we took a little tour.
That's awesome.
With someone just by ourselves, just the two of us, for like 2 hours. And he said the beaches are all pristine because nobody's ever been out there. It's out by where they launched.
Because it's NASA land.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And he said there's also a lot of alligators out there.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go to the beach.
All right, so Florida has 1.3 million.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
1.3 million alligators?
Alligators, yes.
Holy cow.
But there's another state that has 2 million. That's the one I was going to give you credit for the whole thing.
Tennessee.
Well,
it's not number one, I can see. You're looking at the list.
Tennessee is not even
on this.
Sorry. So we got two guesses and one right.
Yeah, Louisiana.
Louisiana is number one.
Damn it, I lost! You had a dollar right out the gate. All right, now I have no idea because I don't know all that crap down there. Alabama.
Is correct.
That's three, isn't it?
I mean, it's basically one corner of the United States that has alligators.
Is Georgia in that corner?
Is Georgia in that corner?
I don't know. Mike.
Yes, it is.
Yes, a dollar? I've never won so much money in my life.
What a way to kick off the weekend.
Hell yeah. Unbelievable.
Number 10 is Oklahoma. Is that shocking to you?
What?
Yep.
Really?
Between 1 and 200 alligators.
1.
North Carolina has 1,000. Then Arkansas is number 8. Then Mississippi with 32,000. And Alabama with 70,000.
70,000.
Then at 5, South Carolina. 4, Georgia. 200,000.
What?
Texas. 400 to 500,000.
My God.
Two is Florida, 1.3 million, and one is Louisiana, 2 million.
These are states I didn't want to go to anyway, and
right?
Now, I mean, do we really need them? Are they necessary?
Louisiana is pretty great.
No, I don't mean New Orleans. States. The alligators.
Oh, the alligators. No, they don't care. They're reproducing on their own. They don't need anyone.
So few songs dealing with the last day under the sun that are so cheerful sounding.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, well, whatever. I'm out.
Having a great time. We've worked with somebody who is famous, it's oddly enough. Sluggo and I know this guy, and I've worked for him since 1990.
Oh, right. I know who. Okay.
So yeah.
Are we going to call him?
We are, yes.
Oh, nice. All right.
Richard Blade.
I know that dude. This call is going to be hot.
Do we have to refer to him as Your Highness?
Yes.
Anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a whole list of things we have to
start get that list.
Saying now. Oh, dude. Be careful. Tread lightly.
I'm sure he has somebody else answering the phone.
Hello?
Richard!
Hey, you answered yourself!
Richard Blade!
Well, I was going to have my people answer it, but then I thought it might be Kevin and Sluggo, so I had to pick it up myself.
Happy Richard Blade Day to us all!
Oh, my goodness, and you're at work. I can't believe it. It is a national holiday.
Yeah, we should be off, Kevin.
Absolutely. We're walking out after we talk to you.
Wait, but then you lose double time for working on a holiday.
That's true. Oh. That's a good point. See, that's why you have a day.
Yeah. Think of these things.
What are you?
DJ and accountant. How about that?
When was it officially announced that it was Richard Blade Day?
Well, the official announcement was on Tuesday when they did the ceremony and everything like that at City Hall. And there's the actual City Hall video. If you go onto like my Facebook page, I posted it there, and it was quite something. I mean, you've got all the council members looking at you, and it's I thought I was going to be indicted for something, and then I realized it was someone else who was going to get that.
So did you actually, like, Ferris Bueller it? Did you pop into their computer and change the name of, like, some dignitary?
Somebody that was supposed to get the day?
Yeah, right, to Richard Blade?
So. Don't bring up Brad Pitt's name on this call, okay?
So what does this entail? What kind of perks do you get?
Yeah, what do you get?
Walk into a bank and take money out, or what all?
Well, I could if I had like an AR-15 with me, but no. What I do is I carry this plaque around, which is 28 inches by 17 inches.
I know that feeling.
Twice the size of John Holmes. Right. I carry this plaque around. And if I go into a Denny's on my birthday, I get a free pancake breakfast.
I think that's true of anybody that has a birthday. Anybody that has a birthday can do that. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
you're getting ripped off.
Richard Blade Day flag.
Yeah, you're getting ripped off, Richard. That's
do you
up.
Get to get into any business free? Like if you go to a nightclub or a bar or something? Or
Apparently, I can go by KLOS and they'll let me in when you guys are on the air.
You're more than welcome to come down and take over, dude. I'm ready to go home. Well, happy Richard Blade Day, man. I don't think I've ever known anybody that had their own damn day in a city. That's amazing. And this isn't faking around. You know, this isn't screwing around. You go to Google and search L.A. Richard Blade Day, and you'll find all this information. So congratulations.
I am stunned, and I share the day. I share June 9th with Donald Duck. It's also Donald Duck Day. And that's kind of appropriate because he walks around with no pants on, and I walk around with no shirt on.
Yeah, that's true. Between the two of you, you make up a human.
That's it. We could go to a nude beach together. Me and the duck.
All right, Richard. Well, congratulations. We're happy for you.
Hey, thank you so much. And, I mean, the three of us, we go way back. Yep. And it's always good to speak with you guys on the air. You guys crack me up every day.
Man, if we get in trouble or we get thrown in jail for anything, you'll bail us out?
No, that's where Brad Pitt comes in.
All right.
Damn it.
Well done. Well played.
So happy Richard Blade Day to the city of Los Angeles.
How about that?
The only city in the world with Richard Blade Day.
That is correct.
Very, very cool. You know, that sort of makes me want to watch The Last of Us again here on that Depeche Mode song.
Oh, do you remember the version of that song?
Yes.
That
so good.
So sweet and amazing. Yeah, I want to watch that again.
Yeah, I got to watch that whole damn thing.
Did you see the story of the guy that found a million copper pennies?
No.
In his dad's house?
Well, no.
His dad apparently passed away and they were going through the house.
Uh-huh.
And they found a million copper coins.
Wow. That'd actually
it's
be
a collection.
I mean, people are breaking into abandoned buildings now and ripping the copper out of the walls. That must be worth some cash.
I would think so, too.
Huh. That's cool.
And I saw one comment about a lucky penny.
Mm-hmm,
and it made me think, you know, so they have a million lucky pennies. It made me think about good luck charms.
Have you ever had one? Ever carried one around for a long time? Ever thought, oh, this was here that day. It's brought me luck.
Not really. I mean, I do in that I, like, for example, when I go to the Kings games, I always wear the exact same hoodie.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's a kind of a good luck charm.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's along those lines.
But,
yeah.
But stuff like acorns, you know, some people say that's
sure.
lucky.
Yep. Four-leaf clovers,
ladybugs.
Of course. Ladybugs, yeah.
Four-leaf clovers.
Yeah.
Wishbones.
Yeah, wishbones, yeah. Oh, I used to love to do that when I was a kid.
How do these work?
I don't know, man. You got to believe.
You have to believe.
There's I don't know. I've never really had one, so I don't
There's
know.
Something like, about driving through a tunnel. You have to lift up your feet.
Yeah, right.
Make a wish.
We just talked to Richard Blade. He's always saying if you say mouse, 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 the first thing on the first day of the month when you wake up,
I think it's bunny, bunny, bunny. Rabbit.
Right, okay.
That's what it is.
But then you have good luck all month, so there's that. A lot of people buy into that. You said Bean, actually.
Yeah, my former partner does that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a pretty lucky dude. Richard's a very lucky dude.
Yeah, he is. That's true. So let's talk good luck charms. Do you have one? Or do you have any idea of how this whole thing is supposed to work?
Yeah, and if you do or you know someone who does, how did it get started? Why is that your lucky charm?
There you go. What is it? Yeah, you have one, and what is it? And why?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about good luck charms. You have one?
Okay, my mom grew up on a farm in Illinois. And when it was time for harvest, the hill people from Kentucky would come there, and they'd be there a couple of months and
making their moonshine and whatnot.
Yeah, hell yeah, bring the moonshine. Let's go blind.
She told me, yeah, these people, they were superstitious. Whenever they would have eggs, when they would crack the eggs, they wouldn't throw away the shells until after you finished eating.
Is that right? Why do you think?
I don't know the premise, but I noticed that my mom did exactly that.
Wow.
That's weird. So it's stuck.
Guess who does that now?
Your next door neighbor.
Your brother.
The guy 34
your sister,
streets
your
away
brother,
from
you. Your son.
The moon guy.
The guy that lives next door to my next door neighbor.
Ah, okay. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. They used to also go out in the fields and yell, bad crop, bad crop.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, because apparently
that's a thing?
That was the telling the gods or trying to fool the gods into thinking, oh, they're disappointed with a crop, so then it would be a good crop. They wouldn't come and mess up.
Okay, that's nonsense.
I know.
That's you just making stuff up. KLOS, hello.
I might have seen it on a Star Trek episode.
What's happening, guys?
Hi, they're talking about good luck charms.
I don't know. I'm like 36 right now, right? And like when I was like, I don't know, I would say probably like 19 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Me and like one of my old girlfriends were like laying in, like in the grass, like on a sheet.
Right.
You know? And we found like a four-leaf clover.
Yep.
We actually found it, you know? And but I've had that in my wallet ever since.
Wow. Wow.
I've had different wallets, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It's just like something weird.
17
like
years. Do you believe it gives you good luck?
Well, I mean, it's been there, you know what I mean? And
no, but I'm saying, is it there on purpose because you think it'll bring you good luck, or you just forgot about it?
No, I didn't forget about it.
All right.
It's there.
I mean, I think at this point you couldn't possibly throw it away because that would be bad luck.
Yes, agreed.
Your brain
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, so
yeah. Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your good luck charm. And how and why and what?
And,
and how and why?
Party songs, nothing but party songs. Start at 5 and going all damn weekend long.
Love it.
Nothing but party songs. It's a party songs weekend.
School's out for summer.
Yeah, nothing slow, no bummers, man. Just loud stuff all weekend.
We are talking about good luck charms, and if you have one. You have one?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's myself. I'm a redhead. I'm a ginger.
So that's, you bring yourself good luck.
Yes, I do.
Does that make up for not having a soul?
If I chop your head off and carry it around from now on.
Whoa, that's this turned.
This took a dark turn.
Wow, that went real fast.
But would that bring me good luck?
No.
Do you feel like you've had better luck for real because you're a ginger?
Honestly, yes, absolutely.
Right.
So, yes, I absolutely believe that redheads are good luck and
all
we
right.
are lucky.
All right.
All right. Well, cool. What if you dye your hair red? I used to do that. I used to be bright, bright red. I felt a little...
That doesn't count.
No?
No, that doesn't count.
Hell's bells. Right on. Well, continue enjoying your good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
I probably won't behead you either, most likely. Right on, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about good luck charms.
My ex-buddy had one. Are any of you guys familiar with Laguna Beach?
Sure. Yeah.
You guys know what they call top of the world, how that big old hill and all that stuff.
Yep.
Well, when you come down the hill, it's that Y split and there's a stop sign. We had a few drinks and he was about doing about 50 come to that stop sign. And I'm like, hey, don't forget the stop sign. But he's like, I got my lucky charm, and turns and looks at me, blows through the stop sign, ricochets off the island, almost sent us into the house down below, but we crash into the double garage that's at the bottom of this other house. Like, we plowed through.
What was his good luck charm?
That clearly didn't work.
It was like this dice thing. I forget. Like, it was on a little gold charm. It was like a green dice.
It was like hanging from his mirror kind of thing?
Like,
no,
like
on the keys.
Oh, on the keys. Okay. Key ring. Gotcha.
Yeah, so he won like $8,000 like at a casino one night having it.
Well, I hope he threw away after that.
Oh, I banged his chick the next day, so I got mine back.
You banged his chick the next day?
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, someone had to get her home, you know, one thing.
Driving her home and banging are two generally different things, but okay, that's fine.
All right. Okay,
right on,
we can accept that.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
So what I got is a good luck underwear, man.
Is it just one singular pair, or is it all of your underwear?
No, it's that one box, blue boxes, man.
Why was it designated the lucky one?
Well, I worked with a casino and I won $200 off the $5 nickel slot machine.
All right.
There you go.
That works.
Yep.
And every time I wear it, I get lucky.
Can I borrow your underwear?
No, those are mine. Those are mine.
Oh, right. Right. Sorry.
Every time I go to Vegas, I'm not wearing underwear, so that wouldn't
see,
work.
See? That's the problem.
Hey, talking about good luck?
Yeah.
Yes. You have a good luck charm?
When I was a little kid over at my grandma's house, I picked up some random book, and it said that you should always put your left shoe on first. That's good luck.
Put your left shoe on first. Put them on that in that order?
Yeah, left okay. first, and then your right.
All right.
And since that instant, 40 years ago, I've been putting on my left shoe first, and I've never told anybody. You guys are the first.
Isn't that crazy that you have done something for 40 years based on that one thing?
And never mentioned it to anybody until just now.
Oh, I never said I was a picture of mental health.
No, but it is weird how things like just grab you like that, and then you just hang on, and you do it your whole life.
You just do it for your entire life. Wow.
Do you think that if you started doing it the other way around, things would go south for you?
I'm not going to risk it.
Put on your right shoe first tomorrow.
Now, dude, man, what if a car blows up? What if a plane lands on him?
What if?
It's your fault.
He's got good luck either way, I think.
I don't know, man.
Right. Yeah, and if I put my right shoe on first tomorrow and my car blows up, I got a really good lawyer here.
Okay. Kevin, do you know what happens right after this next song?
Party?
Yes! Non-stop party music all damn weekend right after this! Today is the last day of school for LAUSD. So may I suggest you watch Dazed and Confused and hang out with us all weekend long, because starting right now and for the entire weekend, we were just talking about how awesome the last day of school was.
Yep.
You loved it as much as I did.
Loved it.
Let's do a Hollywood Vampire. Kick off the damn summer. Summer is beginning! Horn is a little wall-to-wall party music, all short, normal-sized weekend long. Aaron Jones is who that is. That is Supercharged.
When is he going to play around Southern California, for God's sake?
He was so kind as to show up at the brand spanking new KLOS live stage.
Oh, that was yesterday, right?
Yeah, and Matt Pinfield hosted the whole thing, and it was a damn good time, and everybody was on about how great he was, Aaron Jones. So thanks very much to him for doing that. We're going to be doing a bunch of those shows in this
new... Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we will tell you from time to time who's going to be in there, and then we'll have you send us money or blood or your grandma or something, and then we'll sneak you into the show.
I think grandma is the decision.
Thanks very much to Aaron Jones. Pretty piano music. That's pretty.
That is beautiful. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned.
Oh, is it time already? Are we out of here now?
Time for what we learned.
I've been in the kitchen, man. We've been partying. We got this party songs weekend going.
I've never been in the kitchen.
I've been bitching in the kitchen, man.
Time for what we learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Female alligators can reproduce without a male.
That is bad news, Earth.
We are in trouble. The city of Los Angeles has named today, June 9th, Richard Blade Day.
Yeah, congratulations, man, and enjoy your free pancake breakfast from Denny's.
Couldn't happen to a better dude.
No, he rules. We love Richard.
And you are listening to a Party Songs Weekend on KLOS.
It ain't ended until Monday morning at 5 a.m. or something like that. I don't know. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty and listen to it.
Enjoy ya. See ya. Enjoy ya. Enjoy. See you, Monday.
You were in the kitchen too, weren't you?
Enjoy ya. See you Monday. Peace.
New album, but here we are. The Fighters, Foo, and Rescued. You know those guys are going to be out playing live pretty soon.
Really?
So of course
Foo
they're
Fighters?
Yeah, rehearsing. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I've got to wonder how they're sounding. They actually posted some of their rehearsals.
Oh,
that
fantastic.
Song in particular, they just tweeted it the other day. So if you find them on Twitter, you can see exactly how they're sounding right now.
Fantastic.
I think they're good. They're strong. They're good. It won't be bad. Imagine that. It was on this day in rock in 1978 when the Rolling Stones released Some Girls, their first studio album with Ron Wood as a member. Did you know that Invisible Touch was Genesis's biggest album? And the title track, Invisible Touch, was their only number one. Huh. Released on this day in rock in 1986. If you've ever bought any weed from Nutritional High out of Toronto and thought to yourself, hey man, that's Jimi Hendrix, man. Yes, they did get licensing rights to it to manufacture and distribute hemp-based and marijuana products using song titles of Jimmy's and his likeness as well. On this day in rock, that happened in 2015.